How come you want my dad? They didn't answer.
Amy Mizuno was 19 when officials showed up one night looking for her father. It was 1942. America was entering the war, and 110,000 people of Japanese ancestry were taken to detention camps. Many, like Mizuno, were U.S. citizens.
I wondered why, you know, we pretty much accepted what had to be. I don't know if it's part Japanese culture. Shikata ga nai, they say.
Can't be helped.
Yeah. But I think it was more our faith journey.
Mizuno, now 91, spent a year at Gila Relocation Camp before moving to Utah, then New York City, Columbia Teachers College, and a teaching job at Riverside Church Nursery. She had a class of three-year-olds.
One day, they were in the bathroom washing their hands. Here was a Jewish boy, blonde hair, blue-eyed. Next to him was Sil, a mulatto boy, washing his hands. Peter Grossman asks a very natural question to Sil. Why do you wash your hands and wash your hands, and how come they're still dirty? And you know what? He pulled the skin off his head.
Scrape the skin
it
off?
Red, red, torn. I see it every time, you know, I talk about it. A young child like this already affected? I couldn't believe it.
Well, what do people do with those kinds of feelings? I mean, you were discriminated against.
And became a very staunch activist here.
In Hawaii?
In Hawaii.
Why?
Well, there were the Hawaiians. They didn't have a chance.
Well, why did that move you?
There's a kinship. I think that's really what it is. You begin to not only look at your own kind of people, but you begin to see yourself in a larger setting. It's part of the world. As a teacher, I sought out kids who were disenfranchised. I chose to work with those kinds of kids.
Didn't it make your work much more difficult?
More interesting.
How so?
Because they also have a soul that needs to be helped to express itself. My last 14 years of teaching, I went to Ko'olau by choice. They were the disenfranchised kids. I wanted to go there.
What did you find?
Wonderful kids.
Wait, this is the Ko'olau Boys and Girls Home.
Yeah.
Right?
The goal is to celebrate women's storytelling.
Jamie Conway is director and founder of the annual Distinctive Women in Hawaiian History Program.
These women really persevered. There was sacrifice, they had resiliency, they had humor, humility, and they also had failings. But they always picked themselves up in light of the future generation. That's the story that needs to be felt.
This Sunday, the focus is on women's surprising contributions during World War II. For example, lay sellers who became expert camouflage net makers. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.